Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Laura Dern plays a mother in the Civil War era who's been blessed by four brilliant, high-spirited, independent-minded daughters in the latest version of the classic novel Little Women.
My girls have a way of getting into mischief.
I intend to make my own way in the world.
No one makes their own way, least of all a woman.
That's Meryl Streep as the crusty but kind-hearted Aunt March, part of a truly wonderful cast headed by the incandescent Saoirse Ronan, who plays aspiring writer Jo March, suggesting to her older sister Meg, played by the outstanding Emma Watson, that they can escape the restrictions of their rural Massachusetts world.
We can leave right now. I'll sell stories.
Jo.
And you should be an actress and you should have a life on the stage.
Just because my dreams are different than yours doesn't mean they're unimportant.
And just because Little Women has been done many times before doesn't mean that this new version is not important, because it is flat out wonderful. The 1994 film of this material, with Susan Sarandon, Winona Ryder, and Christian Bale, was also a fine film. But this movie, superbly directed by Greta Gerwig, actually picks up some of the same themes of female empowerment and self-discovery as her previous triumph, Lady Bird. And Saoirse Ronan again provides her with a lead performance that is undoubtedly Oscar-worthy. While generally faithful to the novel of 150 years ago, where Gerwig takes liberties, it provides more powerful perspective and actually deepens the emotional impact of a film about love, of both the romantic sort and the deepest connections in family relationships. You've heard the expression, saving the best till last. Well, Little Women, released on Christmas Day, is actually a gift that represents one of the very finest films of 2019. It's rated PG, and despite some scenes of illness and loss, should be suitable for children above the age of 6 or so. 4 stars for the new Little Women, a career-topping triumph for Greta Gerwig.